Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. This sermon is part of our mission to bless our neighbors to the glory of God. We hope it blesses you.
Listen, I hear the voice of someone shouting. Make a highway for the Lord through the wilderness. Make a straight, smooth road through the desert for our God. Fill the valleys and level the hills. Straighten out the curves and smooth off the rough spots. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together. The Lord has spoken. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Throughout the corridors of time, an invitation could be distinctly heard, a very personal invitation. Listen closely and you can hear it, not with your ears, but with your heart. Not amid the clamor of your surroundings, but within yourself, is the invitation of the Savior for all who will hear it. And yet it's just for you, an invitation to come and behold him, to come and worship the King, the Redeemer, the Messiah. Invitations require a response. We either acknowledge or ignore, accept or decline. The choice is now yours. Just believe.
On this silent holy night,
But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Still, the invitation stands. Acceptance of this invitation requires nothing on the part of the receiver except that they simply come. No gifts can be brought, for the host has already given more than can be imagined. No service can be rendered, because the one who issues the invitation is in need of nothing we can offer. So come, rejoice, believe." See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The pronouncement was made to the weak, to the lowly, to the poor, to the meek, to those that mourn. The Savior has been born, and God is with us. Who could ever believe this? And now the buyers and sellers, the devoted and the doubtful, the uncertain and the faithful come. They embrace the emotion of fear with faith and love, humbly before Him, Jesus, the Savior. Oh, believe it, He came longing, searching, reaching for you.
Oh,
The heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Could anything be more amazing, more surprising, more unbelievable than this? God himself would take on human flesh and blood and walk among us. He was foretold by prophets, and they believed. He was entrusted to a young peasant couple who would become his earthly parents, and they too believed. He was sought out by shepherds and worshipped by wise men, each of whom believed, adored by heaven, longed for by a nation, and heralded by angels. At last he had come, and all creation cried, "Glory!"
Peace on earth.
child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. On the depth of the riches of wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has his testimony in his heart, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So hail, heaven-born Prince of Peace. Hail, Son of Righteousness. O come, all ye faithful. Come and believe.
A moment for mission.
Every month, Covenant designates the loose change in the offering plate to a mission partner. This month, our designated mission partner is the Salvation Army. You've seen their iconic red kettles outside many stores. Here's a word from the Salvation Army about their important work.
Mom, why is there stuff out here?
I just need a minute, okay?
I know. I'm sorry.
Hey, can't stay here.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.